Well, in this year of coming back from the pandemic, where slowly more and more events are coming back and being held, it's once again nice to speak to someone I haven't spoke to in a little while, Tim Good. And we're going to talk about the Kent Pumpkin Run for 2021, the 45th one. Tim, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Good morning to you. How are you? I haven't spoken to you in such a while. It's been a while now. I mean, what's happened for the last year and a half? I can't even think what's been going on.
Pandemic. Well, we could say one word, pandemic.
That's right. I know. Yeah, I've forgotten that. Yeah, that's right.
Well, here we are. It's 2021, and the 45th Kent Pumpkin Run is returning on Sunday, October 31st.
It is. And I think, you know, we've actually ordered up good weather. I know the last time we had it, as a proper run, which was in 19, we got a bit of rain that day, so it was the heavens opened for us, and then cleared just as the race finished. So not too clever, really. And then last year we did have the run, albeit the fact in the midst of the pandemic, but it was virtual, and we got great success rate from all over the country, so even from a couple of people overseas. But this year we come back stronger than ever, as you said, 45th year. So it's all good. It's going to be good.
Well, it's a 5-mile event, and really, I think out of everything that Kent does, and Kent does just a lot of different things, isn't this one of the biggest or one day participation events that you have?
It is. I mean, typically there's a champagne stroll as well, which obviously brings out a lot of people. But this year we're not doing that. For obvious reasons, yeah. We're not sure where we're going with the, with COVID at the moment, so we're kind of leaving that on hold. But this is outside. It gets people out and running, and, they haven't got to worry about, being next to each other or close to people and so on. So, from that perspective, it's a great event. So, yeah, this is the biggest for the year, and it has been now, 45 years. I mean, can you imagine? That's just crazy. There's a lot of people I speak to who have done virtually every year, which is quite astonishing.
It's interesting that you say that, because they just had the 35th annual running of the Sharon Classic Road Race, mm-hmm. and I've been broadcasting for each and every one of them. So.
Oh, you have? Oh, that's funny. So there you go. And all these things start to become, generational, don't they? They hand it down to their kids, and then they hand it down to their kids.
It's amazing. Well, now, for people that aren't aware, what does the Kent Pumpkin Run support?
Well, it's to do with the food bank here in Kent, and we also give to other, a couple of other local charities as well. And we get great sponsors involved from all over the region. From High Watch to New Vance Health, and a lot of different people. Kent Green, especially. I mean, a big shout to Kent Green, because they've been running this every year off the Kent Green. It's the start of the 5 miles, and then they end up back there as well. So, such a great location for it, and we're just thankful to Kent Green and John Casey.
Well, you mentioned something, and it's true. To run an event like this and to have it be so successful over the period of time, you need support. And your sponsors this year include Bartlett, Davis IGA, High Watch, Diana Newbert, New Vance, as you said, Union Savings Bank, Club Getaway, Heron, Hudson Valley Preservation, Kent Green, Kent Greenhouse and Gardens, KSP, Oak Ridge, Ridgefield Running Company, Erickson, Fife and Drum, Full Circle Promos, House of Books. I mean, we can go on and on and on. These are all important. These are all important. We got Webster, Renia Health, North Elm
Kent,
Home.
Kent Fitness Matters, Kent Parks and Rec, the town, get involved. The dentist, Michael Montserrat, North Elm, and RVNA Health and Kent Barnes. How great it is for these people under such circumstances at the moment for all to, step up to the plate, to sponsor and be involved in such a great event. It's just wonderful.
So let's talk about the costume contest, because I think I have seen some of the most unique costumes come about due to this run.
I know, it's just amazing. I mean, you get, you know, guys dressed up in tutu skirts, and then you got, you know, they join together to make a six pack, or they'll, you know, like reindeer. And over the years, it's just been so many wonderful. It's just become a great event, you know, a real fun event from that perspective. And, you know, we'll give out prizes as well, you know, to some of those people who, for their costumes, as well as, you know, various prizes through, you know, because these kids are running right through from, you know, little kids right through until, you know, to some, you know, more senior people. And all those people are just doing, you know, they all get prizes. They all, you know, the first, second, third, or the fastest, or in the age group, and so on. So, you know, everybody gets everybody's a winner anyway, right? I mean, just the fact that they turn, you know, they show up, and so on. So
absolutely. Now, once again, we're talking with Tim Good about the Kent Pumpkin Run, which was established in 1977, which, folks, is only 6 years after I graduated high school. That's how long it's been around. You can sign up.
You shouldn't be saying that.
You can sign up online by going to their website, which is a very simple website to get to, kentpumpkinrun.com. And then you can click on the costume contest, race details, photo sponsors, contact, and right there on the homepage, you can click on the link so you can get there and register ahead of time, as a matter of fact, because you take registrations ahead of time, which saves people some money for registering, right?
We do, yeah. I mean, so you can, I mean, it's all on Eventbrite, so we can, you know, you can sign up on that, and, you know, a little bit of that money goes back then to the food bank as well. Or if you haven't got the time, which I don't think a lot of people have these days, you can turn up on their day, and you know, we've got a line of people there who will take your registrations. You know, also, just let me just say, you know, if people are concerned when they do get there, you know, we are following COVID guidelines and state guidelines. We are very aware of this, and we're doing what we have to do to make sure to make it a safer event as we possibly can. So that's important to acknowledge that.
Well, I think one of the great things about some of the events that have been coming back is they are outdoor events where people can safely distance themselves. They can wear masks if they want. And especially with the pumpkin run is like the Sharon Classic, which had a good turnout. These are runners. They're outside. They're health conscious. So, and for spectators, once again, if you want to go watch, you've got plenty of room to be outdoors and watch. That's why I think it's so important to have events like this Pumpkin Run again returning on October 31st. It gets us back into feeling more normal.
It does. It's just amazing. And as for the day, you know, what better day to have it on? The last day of October, Halloween day and evening. So you can stay in Kent and, you know, there'll be the trick and treating and so on going on later in the afternoon for the kids and whatever. Yeah, I mean, come along and enjoy it, even if you're not running. So.
Well, once again, it is the Kent Pumpkin Run, and it's one of the many things that Kent does to really not only publicize itself as a town, but merchants as well. And I think it's one of those things that's just done better than mostly anybody else does with the support of the town that you have. So the Pumpkin Run once again is coming up, and it's Halloween, October 31st. If people want to, what time should people kind of get there to congregate to start things off?
Yeah, well, if I can get there about an hour before the event starts, which is noon, that would be good. You know, I mean, you know, a lot of these runners are seasoned veterans anyway, so they know they've got to get their warm up and so on. So, you know, come as early as you want. There's a couple of coffee places in town as well, and, you know, get refreshments and so on. And then we've got some refreshments in the tents that we've got installed as well. So come in the morning. Yeah, it's great.
So once again, it's the 45th Kent Pumpkin Run, returning in person, folks, Sunday, October 31st, Halloween. Come in costume or dress in costume, or come just as a runner. It all benefits Food Bank in Kent, and put together, I should say, organized by the Kent Chamber of Commerce, and also hosted by the Kent Green Shopping Center. And basically, the whole town supports this. I think that's one of the great things about what you do out of Kent. It just seems like the whole town always comes together for these events.
It does. It sure does. And, you know, I've been on this committee now, involved in this event now for many years. And, you know, we start early. We start in the middle of the summer. We enjoy putting it together and going through all the process, the process. And actually, let me just give a quick shout out. One of our long-lasting administrator, director of the chamber, who's been a diligent advocate for this event over the years, Lynn Sternwise. She's stepping down this year. I'm sure she will continue to be part of the committee, but we just want to thank her for her time and due diligence as well. So she's been a wonderful asset to the chamber and to Kent as a town. So.
All right. Well, once again, it's great to speak to you again, Tim, and can't
you
wait.
You too, Marshall. Yes, this is I feel like Brigadoon. We come back once a year.
That's right. And I can't wait
to talk about this event, so it's good.
I always can't wait to see the pictures that come out the day after as well. So good luck on the 31st with the return, the 45th Kent Pumpkin Run, Tim, and it's always great to speak with you.
Yeah, you too. Thank you, Marshall. Take care now.